get a high-end director on the show, and this thing's ticking along like a finely tuned machine. I actually looked at the clock and said, oh my God, this is how the show's supposed to go. This is the time the show's supposed to go. Like, I usually look at the clock right now, it's 10. We got about 15 minutes to do stuff. And it just bleeds into somebody. It's very disrespectfully bleeds into someone else's show.
What do you care?
I this is perfect. I wish I could do this all the time. I can't. And we just found out from a bunch of people email. I didn't know this. The NHL basically said no hockey players are playing in the Olympics. They buried. They did it.
This is
they
garbage.
Stopped it. I didn't know the NHL did this.
First time in five Olympics.
Yeah, head in the sand for me. It says the U.S. Olympics hockey team won't be featuring NHL players because the NHL is stupid and decided not to participate in the Olympics this year because the season's too long already and it disrupts the NHL season.
Yeah, they're bitching about the 17-day break.
I hate to
schedule.
Tell you. 4 years ago.
Come on.
Some of the most exciting hockey happened in the Olympics. Was it 4 or 8? I don't even remember. It was the Vancouver ones. And at the end of that hockey, I watched more NHL hockey the weeks following the Olympics than I had in years because I got to know so many different players from so many different teams I never get a chance to pay attention to. And it was fun. So this year it's going to be college kids and American hockey leaguers because the NHL decided to not participate to protect their own interests. Well, that's boring, and I have no interest in hockey in the Olympics now. Unless the American hockey leaguers and the college kids play.
Advance.
Well, they play. Well, no, it won't bother. What do I care? They're playing a bunch of stiffs from other countries because the NHL is where all the talent is.
You're USA. Not getting, you're, USA.
All right, settle down. All right, calm down, Donald. You're not getting anything good out of Russia. You're not getting any, you know, Sweden, Canada. They're all playing in the NHL already.
That's garbage.
That's crap. I didn't know that. Thank you for hipping me to that idea. Well, there's one less thing to do during the Olympics. And I think you hit it off there, Brady, that slalom stuff. I think I almost feel bad watching that because I think the only reason I'm watching is because I expect a catastrophe. And when it's an individual catastrophe, I don't like it. When a car crashes, it makes me uncomfortable. I hope the guy inside's all right. But I like that metal and, you know,
you
fire.
Said the
Earnhardt
crash affected you or just the replay?
The only thing that
it.
Affected me about that was is how many times they ran it over it. And over and over and just kept saying, this is tragedy. I'm like, you're watching a guy die over and over again. Knock it off. You know,
like that bad a wreck.
It didn't.
That was a crazy thing about
it. But because we knew someone died, it's time to just stop showing it. His family could be watching. You just don't do that. And they did that. And then the one with Dan Weldon when he died, that was terrible. And they showed that a bunch too. Yeah, I don't know. When it's an individual human body, it's interesting, but I don't enjoy it.
You're not going to watch the flying tomato can in the half pipe?
Is he back in that thing again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
62 years old.
And that's another thing. Yeah, he's very old, but he's small, so he's aging at half the rate. The half pipe stuff, I'm fascinated by it. I think they're great. I don't understand the judging.
And the snowboard races.
That I love.
That's fun.
They just shoot those guys. They're like, you know what it reminds me of when they raced Jack Russell Terriers.
Yeah.
They shove them down a hill, and they just start hauling ass, and they all get to the same spot at the same time.
Jockeying for position.
And they have to go through like a hole to finish. It's awesome. Yeah, there's some Olympic stuff that I like, but for the most part, like the judging. Do you understand the judging on snowboard halfpipe stuff? Like what's more impressive? I don't either. Man. Like, triple 30.
Other than they have to
tell when they kind of miss one. Yeah.
Yeah, they complete it, and then they're down. Like, that was amazing. And then the judges come back with a score that the last guy I thought looked like he did simple stuff. The easier you make it look, the less your scores are. I don't know. Curling, that's the sport for all of us. That'll get us once again. Every 4 years, curling starts showing up. And you'll remember where MSNBC is, and you'll watch curling. We need another scandal. We need another, knee breaker.
Man, you were just sitting here talking about how you don't want to watch.
I don't want to watch someone
hurt.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Now you need another knee break.
I didn't say that. I don't want to see somebody in a catastrophe.
He wants to see
a scandal
happen.
Now.
You want a purposeful hit.
Now. If somebody puts a thing of like dental string across the slalom, and then there's a catastrophe. Like, oh my God, that catastrophe was terrible. And then you find out it was done by someone. Like, I'm going to tune in.
You want intrigue.
Yeah, like
mystery.
The backstories of
crooked judges.
Crooked judges, that kind of stuff. That's what makes the Olympics fun. I don't want to see somebody trying with all their might and heart and then break every limb from a mistake they made. That's no good.
It's just cracking me up.
But
what I want to see
they tampered
hurt.
With the curling stones.
Yeah, tampering. Like injuries caused by other athletes, I'm cool with that. I'm not saying injuries are the problem.
You're funny, John.
I don't want to watch catastrophes of somebody who's trying, and it's not intriguing. It's just a goof. I feel that's not fun to watch. But if the guy gets up and his arms are all Z's and they're all wrong and they're shaking, he gets up and he goes, there was a string. And that's all you, oh, that was terrible to watch.
They do the super slow motion. Yeah. You see the string snap.
All those bells. Ding, and he hits the dental floss and goes moving.
It was those damn North Koreans.
I guess because I grew up with the agony of defeat hitting me every Sunday on Wide World of Sports, they showed that poor guy falling off that ski jump every week.
Just tumbling.
I think that just made me feel like individual people making mistakes and almost dying, that's no fun.
The guy with the snapped neck.
Yeah, that's no fun. The snowmobiler that flipped over and the thing landed on him. Oh. And I'm like, that's no fun to watch. This stuff, I don't know how their knees hold up. The slaloms with the AT-ATs. That's pretty good video. Just blasting someone. Yeah, nobody likes to watch somebody careening down the side of a mountain without being pushed.
That's the only reason you like it?
Terrible accident. A terrible accident's no fun to watch. That's nobody's fault.
Purposeful accident. Wait.
I don't know. It's not an accident then. Subterfuge, espionage, all sorts of stuff like that. Now it's interesting. Now I can tolerate the fact because now there's revenge involved. That's what made the Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan thing so fun is the revenge element afterwards.
Would you watch the hot Lindsey Vonn do downhill naked as a new sport, John?
I am on the minority of this that I don't find her attractive.
A lot of people like in Rio when the swimmers got in trouble.
Great stuff. Great story, and it kept you from watching all the dumb events.
Well, that's because Lochte lied about it.
Lochte was a mess, and what did you have? You had 2 weeks worth of awesome stories. Yeah, I just don't like.
John, please mention the word catastrophe and then pause and let Brady pick up the ball.
Oh, he did to a transition for him?
Catastrophe!
Brady, please, for God's sakes, entertain us. Let's go. We're on time today. This is crazy.
Well, speaking of the Olympics, you can watch it at Porkopolis, both Chandler and Scottsdale.
On all the – there's seven networks. Do you have seven televisions?
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't. No, you're lying.
We have six and one.
No, stick
and,
to the lie.
It'll be covered split screen on the other.
Intrigue.
I have to decide which network we like the coverage the best.
Yeah, 8 years ago, I landed in Las Vegas the night the bobsled trial runs were going on, the opening ceremonies 8 years ago, and some bobsledder went sideways on the track and he couldn't get the thing back up and just drug his head until it shot off the side of the deal and his head hit this pole and he was dead.
Oh, that's right.
And they showed it and they're like, this is terrible. This is a terrible way to start the Olympics. I'm like, yeah. And then the one guy at the desk I remember saying, just feels like somebody messed with this machine. And suddenly I was in again. Really? You think somebody took and loosened a blade?
Was he like supposed to win the gold?
I don't even remember. I just remember because they kept saying that the track was too fast. They're like, they've built this bobsled track.
Yeah,
is
I remember
too
that.
Fast.
Oh, it was the luger.
And the luge guy just shoots off the side of it and pulls it. There's poles right on the turns, like these giant steel.
The conditions.
Is this it? I don't want to watch it.
We don't want to watch it.
I don't want to watch a guy die unless there's. We found out it wasn't intriguing. This isn't it. Vancouver, I don't want to see this, Delio. Put it off. What are you doing, man? Now, if you see a little guy with a curly mustache on the side and he puts a stick out there.
Then you're in.
And you're like, ooh, his main rival.
Yep,
show it to me 50 times.
That's bad.
That was the one. It's not good, is it? Yeah.
Nope, that's bad.
Because he goes flying off
that's
that
thing. That's a huge metal pole.
Yeah, and they put like a parking structure just outside of the – it was awful. Anyway, so I have my own needs for the Olympics.
The speed skating is kind of fun to watch, too.
I like speed skating a lot.
Yeah, because they take each other out.
Yeah. Short track, that's
fun. Just
fine.
Think there's going to be a bunch of fingers left on the track.
Oh.
They're putting those hands down.
Hang them down. Oh.
This is breaking news. Dancing with the Stars tour bus was involved in a deadly pileup in Ames, Iowa. 185 car
Holy cow.
Pileup because of the snow. And there were a couple of Stars, minor injuries on the Stars in the tour bus. They're okay.
Who are the Stars?
Frankie Muniz.
Arizona's own.
Still.
I don't know. Everybody goes nuts over that stuff, so I just say it like when bands are like, hello, Phoenix.
I didn't know if he'd moved back to L.A.
He doesn't live in Arcadia anymore. I know that.
Really, this is drone footage.
I used to ride my bike up and down the street he lived on, which was Lafayette. And I was there, and I went out, and he was playing basketball, which he's 4 feet tall. I don't know what he was doing. Somebody was washing his car, and I just remember driving by going, Malcolm. shooting hoops. That's weird. And then, of course, John Jay and Rich would, you know, beat off in his yard every day to be friends with him.
Kristen Bell says at one time she was experiencing a potentially dangerous buildup of milk in her breasts, and her husband, Dax Shepard, came to her rescue and started...
milking her?
Yep.
What?
She couldn't do that herself?
Shut up.
Suckling.
Really?
Because it's suckled. Such, it builds up so much, there's so much pressure.
Yeah. Don't you get that pump?
Can't she squirt it out? Yeah, that's her. This is a, they're just telling stories to be popular.
They're just goofing around.
Yeah.
It was her third bout with mastitis, inflammation of the breast caused by a buildup of milk in the ducts.
Right. Ducts.
It led to a serious infection.
Oh, no.
The first two times she took antibiotics. And those milk ducts. So he started suckling, spitting it out.
I don't believe it. She's got hands. She could squeeze that stuff out. The pump does the work.
Yeah, we had that one girl shoot her across the room in here.
August 5th, 2005.
You remember the exact date?
Yep. When someone bukkakes you, you remember.
Because you liked it.
It was
for some
fantastic.
Reason.
Did like it.
Your August 5, 2005. 6.5 feet away, that woman was rainbowing one over.
Does that
to
get
me.
You going? Is that a? You
it was home? Interesting. Yes.
You get a boner from that?
Yes.
Do you really?
Well, their boobs were out.
Yeah, but when they're shooting milk,
I know. Once they got functional, I hated them. But
yeah, I'm not.
You said
not
it was kind of sweet.
Wow, you nailed
it.
It
was very
it.
Sweet. Yeah, she hit it. I know when it was. It was.
You were checking his work.
You checked me up.
Absolutely.
Back me up. 8505.
Yep,
that's exactly right.
Wow. That's a memory for
me. Well, that's a memory, all right.
Authorities have decided not to charge Corey Feldman for allegedly grabbing a woman's backside, dropping that.
Oh, they're trying to get somebody's trying to go after him now.
Somebody noticed there appears to be a gay couple in the trailer for Solo, a Star Wars story.
Oh, they'll get that. They're covering all the bases with this stuff.
Some photos have surfaced of Richard Dreyfuss groping two women backstage after a Broadway show in 2004. So I'm sure he's going
to
be in the...
Man, we wasted no time with the Super Bowl hype to get back to sexual harassment charges.
Dr. Larry Nassar was sentenced to 40 to 125 years.
He's eligible for parole in 2117. So keep your fingers crossed, Nassar fans.
Yeah, that was on top of the other one.
All right, but he's eligible for parole 2117. So he'll have his hearing somewhere around 2117. That's awesome. That guy, we ought to put a time limit on him. He's got 4 years max. They'll protect him for two. They'll bleed him out every once in a while in the third, and then in the fourth they're going to let him get slaughtered.
Or he'll do it to himself.
Yeah, that too. He's not going to make it.
An Australian music journalist claims that AC/DC will continue to record and tour with Axl.
Really? Yeah, I'd see it.
A list of the banned items from a recent Foo Fighters show in New Zealand. Have your standard stuff, you know, like glass bottles.
Right.
Prepared food. They don't want you bringing your own food. Unflattering photos of Ryan Seacrest. Derogatory press clippings of Shania Twain. And any pencil that isn't a number two pencil.
If it's not a number two, they want it. The joke
banned.
Writer.
It's banned.
Oh, they're banned.
Those are banned items.
Wait, it's derogatory articles about Shania Twain cannot come into the Foo Fighter dressing
yes.
room. Yes. Wow. Well, that's...
Well, no, into the concert grounds, too. I mean, you can't even bring it in. It's
really?
Along with the list of...
That's funny. Got to wonder what kind of damage you could do with a bad Hollywood Insider article about Shania. Interesting. Look at that. This is just flat out strange. Wow. 9:54. That's the show. This isn't supposed to happen.
Well, let's just start another Brady report.
I think we need to do
somebody
something
needs
else.
To inform Larry. I don't
it's
think
it's because we're
prepared.
Rob Reiner made everything different. We got all tight with time, like we got on a schedule.
So we just need a celebrity big as Rob Reiner
well,
every
we
day.
We need somebody to say we need Rob Reiner at 8:50, and he's going to be here for 11 minutes, and that's it. Get your stuff in and out of there before and after. I'm like, all right, and we did that, and then everything just ticked along like clockwork. Well, here we go.
Let's go get a sandwich.
Yeah, let's go get a sandwich. We could do that. I suppose.
Just all
Sandridge Capital.
Sandridge?
Sandridge. Sandwich.
What?
Sandwich.
Sandwich. That was the correct
sandwich.
One. That was the closest one. Get all those ready. Jose Meza has decided he will animate all of that for us. As many as you can find.
Email me, Jose.
I will. Done. We're out of here. Larry McFeely's coming up next. He's got some NHRA tickets for you and some other stuff to be given you in the lunch sack, which is coming up in just a little bit. You guys have yourselves a great Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. Oh!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.